I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, to be young again.
Oh, yeah.
No responsibility. Your whole life ahead of you. You can be whatever you want.
Yeah.
Sounds romantic, right?
Yeah.
Wrong, bitch!
What?
Someone is here to argue that it may not be as great as you remember. Because a man who was trying to get a do-over had us 2 weeks ago waxing nostalgic about how great it would be to go back.
Yeah.
According to this person, we weren't really thinking hard enough about it.
Oh.
It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. And about 2 weeks ago, we told you about a man who was arrested for trying to go back in time.
Yep.
This 27-year-old man from Ohio had forged documents and tried to enroll himself in a high school between here and Syracuse, according to authorities. Now, as of now, we don't know why he tried to do this. But the good news...
Oh, the good news.
Thank you. He never actually made it into the school.
They nabbed his ass.
Well, no. It turns out while they were processing this information that he gave them, all his documents, he was arrested at a local YMCA, a totally separate situation, for fighting with staff. And when police arrested him, they found out that he had a bunch of different like IDs and things, and that led to him, and they looked into it, and boom, he never got into school. But as weird as the story is, after we shared it with you guys, we started getting nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how great things could be if you could go back and do high school one more time.
Damn.
Tommy, you can get better grades.
So I would almost have to.
Okay. You could take sports more seriously. Maybe become a star. Get a scholarship.
You train.
You could take the knowledge that you have today that you've gained throughout all of these years of being a human. Use it to know what moves to make to make your life better down the road.
Yeah.
And the way we broke it down, there was no negative to it. It would be a blast and a half, and everyone would win.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one person believes we didn't think it all the way through.
Oh, why?
Well, he says that time has a funny way of making us forget how bad some things can be. And I know this is Hate Mail of the Week. I wouldn't call this so much hate as maybe Lesson Mail of the Week. And also, the role of this man will be played by our very own Kimmy.
Oh.
Actual physical letters, wanting us fired, telling us we suck, trying to drop some wisdom.
Mm.
Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
I heard on your show a discussion about a man who tried to go back to high school as an adult. This would not be the fun experience you think it would be. Even if you could magically go back as a teenager again, I think everyone forgets how hard it was when they did it the first time. I worked as a high school guidance counselor for over 30 years. I watched it from the inside, and every child has their struggles, some more than others. When you were in high school, you weren't scared about the future. Your life didn't revolve around ever-changing social circles and people that could destroy you with just a rumor. You didn't stress out about grades, how you looked. Was your family life as a teenager something you'd want to experience again? I understand that it's human instinct to only remember the best times, and I don't think you're all dumb for doing that. What I am suggesting, however, for most people, even the ones that enjoyed their high school experience, having to do it all over again would be more torture than it would be fantasy. Sincerely, Walter.
Walter.
Why'd you do it, Mr.
Walter? Walter. Oh, my name is Walter.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Got to be honest.
Yeah.
He really does carve up every argument we made when we first talked about
this. Yes, he does.
Does he not have a point here?
Well, he does, but like to the he's saying, like, you know, I think when you get older and you go back, you know what to take serious, what not. You know what jive is, what crap is.
But he brings up pressures that you forgot about, though.
Yeah, but now you know what those pressures are how they turned out, and they didn't matter. Like, you realize the things you worried about that didn't matter.
Okay. I see your point.
I think that's where the age comes in, where you have the advantage.
Okay, but I would argue.
Do not listen to the noise.
But I would argue that's impossible whether you're 60 or 16, because.
Play above the noise.
Because I think even now, as an adult, like, some of those social things still bother you, whether it's in the workplace. Like, maybe it doesn't look quite the same, but you're still worried about people spreading rumors about you,
punk
or things that aren't true going around. Or you want respect from your coworkers, just like you wanted respect from your classmates.
Think about the rants that we go on when the door is closed about people that we've known for years and years and years, and perceived slights that we have when we watch the move. Look, man, I think that Walter, as you put it,
Walter
makes a really good point here, that we had blinders on. We only thought about the great stuff and did not realize how uncomfortable being a teenage kid is.
Well, do I go back in this experiment?
Yeah.
I go back to being a kid living with my parents.
Yeah.
I'm in a kid body. And
you're already in a kid body.
Thank you. And so, like, no drinking, no this, no that.
Yeah, you would have to live as a teenager if you're going to do this. We talked
about it. But in modern times.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's break this down. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Does Walter have a point? Would you want to be a teenager where magically you rub a lamp, tomorrow you wake up, you are 15 years old, you are living with the modern day equivalent of your mom and dad or whoever raised you all over again, and you are off to school? Because even if you thought it all the way through, he is not wrong about the negatives.
Mm.
It is easy to forget how insecure we all were as kids. And if you woke up in a teenage body, how insecure you would be again.
No, but I still get the knowledge of me now, though. That's the whole experiment.
Absolutely.
So I don't think you'd have that anymore.
I'm just going to throw one.
By the way, I mean, I get all my teen energy back.
Okay.
I'm 66 years old. Just that would be amazing.
All right. Let me throw one simple thing out that would absolutely be devastating to you every day.
Right.
When you were 15.
Yeah.
Riding the school bus.
Yeah.
Did you get a boner?
Well, yeah.
Okay. So now you're going to have random boners throughout the day that you have to hide.
Thank you.
No. Okay. Again, you what think
I
that's a great thing.
I would give to have a random boner.
Bro, I get again.
The last random boner I had. What was Reagan's last year?
Bro, again.
To get sprung?
You're looking at it with old man eyes. Because when you were 15 and that random boner showed up, you're doing everything you can to pull your shirt down, put your books over. You don't want her to see you got a boner.
But now I appreciate it. I didn't appreciate it as a 15-year-old kid. But now my old ass inside my young body appreciates what a blessing that boner is.
I mean, but you don't get to enjoy that boner. It's going to be embarrassing.
Look at everybody. Tommy's got a boner.
I'll take care of that boner.
My ass, man. You are so full of it. You are so
full of it, man. I'm a teenager. Tommy, old full of it.
I still think you're giving yourself way too much credit. Like, I could not hang with a bunch of teenage. Even if I was my teenage self, like, I would not be cool.
You weren't cool when you were a teenager in the first place.
I couldn't figure out how to be cool. You know, in 2005, I don't know what it's like to be cool in 2025.
She can't even say the word cool.
I can't even say it.
I mean, let's walk through it like this.
Yeah.
And again, the phone number, 252-WCMF.
Do I have to walk with my teen boner?
252-
That would be awkward.
263. Teen boner would be a great name for a dad cover, man.
No.
We're teen boner. We're under arrest.
We're fired.
Look, I always thought that I had a pleasant high school experience.
Well, you do. You enjoy going back to the school.
I do. And, like, the people around me outside of my home, they were wonderful.
Yeah.
But, like, as I'm reading this letter from Walter earlier this week, Tommy, our grades sucked.
Oh, mine were horrible.
That was a huge point of stress for me. We were not good-looking men.
Nope.
Young men. That was a point of stress for me. Our futures became very dark.
Bleak.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a point of stress. You didn't think about that stuff every day when you were in high school?
No, but I could fix that now.
But you can't because you're still ugly. You're not going to go back, like, handsome.
Yeah. No.
We're still dumb.
Dumb.
Like, I love when.
But I'm not. I'm old, but I'm aged dumb.
No, yeah, that's
so
worse.
You think you would know enough to at least get by at this
point?
No effing way.
Well, let me tell you something. I was an F student.
Yeah.
Like, straight up.
Yeah.
Uncut.
Yeah.
I was the cocaine of dumb. Okay.
Pure
Peruvian
uncut.
Dumbass.
Yeah, but your attention span hasn't changed.
What?
Your attention span hasn't changed.
I like got you, good attention.
You'd still have to go and sit in class for 45 minutes to an hour and listen to a teacher talk and take notes. And
read one book, read them all.
There you go. Like, bro, if you had all your knowledge.
And you'd have your phone as a distraction. Oh, I can't even imagine.
We would do worse. We would do worse in high school
today.
I would
be a great rumor spreader.
You're already a great rumor spreader.
I'm even better, man.
You know what I also wonder? Think of like all the misinformation you've gathered throughout your lifetime that you didn't really probably realize was untrue. And now you're going to apply that to learning all this stuff over again and be like, wait a minute, that's not what I heard.
She's absolutely right. Like, we've talked about how as we've grown up, we can't read books anymore. You would have to do that, right? Like, you all.
Yeah, but they're e-books, right?
No.
They kind of read themselves.
You read what you had one book read itself. You had one book read them all. No, I'm telling you, man, and I'm basing this on looking at my kids' homework. Even if I'm sitting, I would not have the attention span. If you magically made me a teenager again, I would do worse. Somehow we would do worse.
I think I would apply myself.
My ass. You don't apply yourself to this. This, you make money doing this. You eat food with this.
And sometimes.
You don't apply to this. What makes you think you would do it in high school?
I think I'm smarter as far as like dumb stuff. I know more better dumb stuff.
That more better dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a theory.
What's your theory?
252-WCMF, hate mail of the week. Guy named Walter says he worked as a guidance counselor for 30 years. Not so much hate, but knowledge. With this discussion we were having about, you know, being a teenager again, being able to go back to high school and be better. He argues it wouldn't be the case. The anxiety, the work, how we misremember how tough being a teenager was, it wouldn't work out. I have a theory, Tommy, that when you are put back in a situation that bred the terrible person you were, you become that terrible person.
You just slide back to the norm.
And I'll give you an example.
All right.
I was very fortunate a couple of years ago. Remember, the Bills were playing that Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit. Mm-hmm. I was taking my wife and kids. We were going to go for a trip. They had that game that was moved from Buffalo to Detroit because of the snow. And I went early, and I lived by myself in a hotel in Detroit for 3 days.
Yeah.
And I broadcast live, and I went to that game, and it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I am a married man. I don't drink anywhere close to what I used to.
Yeah.
Right?
You're not fun.
Work out, take care of myself. Yeah. Good. Try to be a good person.
Yeah.
In 24 hours, I went from being that guy to drunk with a, no, it was 48 hours, drunk with a motorcycle gang at 2:30 in the morning in a bar in Greektown, Detroit.
How did I get here?
Kimmy, I'm serious. I became, I was alone by myself.
You're having fun. It became cool.
Yeah, but I became the worst. Lucky is his point.
But no, I became the worst version of myself over again. And I know that if you put me back in that scenario with a bunch of jackass 15-year-old buddies, even with the knowledge that if I study really hard.
That's like a lot of fun.
Yeah, but I'm going to go back to being my lowest common denominator. And you will too.
Right, take one more run at it, man.
Okay. Ruin my life even more somehow. Let me ask you a question. If you meet someone that said they hated high school, that it was the worst time of their life.
Yeah.
What do you think about them as a person?
I think they're pretty cool because that's me. I hated school.
So you don't see that person as dramatic?
Dramatic? What do you mean dramatic?
Kimmy?
Yeah?
When you meet someone that says high school was the worst time of my life, do you wonder why they had such a rough time or do you understand why they had such a rough time?
Oh, no. I completely understand.
No, like, you don't.
No, I know why they – I remember – not so much from my experience, but like I remember seeing kids like – God, I hope they turned out okay. Like, I knew there were kids that had a really, really rough go at high school. They were bullied, or they just didn't fit in, or they were just super, super awkward and hated every second of high school.
Feels
so
pain.
I would totally understand somebody that said, you know, that high school was not for me.
Yeah. So that's when I speak about my high school experiences.
Yeah.
You feel that pain. Of the experience that I had.
Well, you were the dick.
Yeah.
No,
you
was,
were the kid making high school terrible for other kids.
How was that? I was being picked on for being little.
My ass. You would talk about
picked on my ass, too.
Bro.
What did I do?
The difference is she's not talking about you who ruined his future by mortgaging it like I did. She's talking about like kids that were just trying to mind their own business.
That was me, man. Just trying to just get through it.
Maya writes us on Instagram.
Maya.
Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. A lot of ladies jumping in today.
Oh, yeah. Here they come.
She says, teens have no control of their own life. Imagine knowing as an adult, on an adult level, how the world works. Everyone still looks at you and says they know better than you. Also, you have no money. You can't spend your own adult money. Having to ask people for everything again would
true.
Be awful.
That would suck.
Yeah, but now with your older brain, you can figure some stuff out. You can cut some corners. You can find some avenues of income streams.
No, wait, is a 15-year-old?
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know.
You think you could game the system at 15? Where's that money coming from?
You going to sell drugs?
Ooh, I didn't think that.
Now you're going to jail?
You didn't even tell me that.
I love how you
kid,
immediately
it's kid
you
jail.
Immediately made yourself put yourself in a worse
I'm
spot.
I'm out at 17.
Immediately put yourself in a worse spot.
I can move some product.
JT writes us on Instagram, going back with current knowledge wouldn't matter because even though you'd know what does and doesn't matter, everyone around you would still have typical teenage life experience. So you'd have to deal with dumb things that don't matter because they matter to everyone else. And I know that's confusing, but I totally understand what he's saying.
The gibberish that comes out of kids.
Yes, and you would be completely isolated. Mm. You're not going to be able to relate to adults because they see you as a teenager. You're better than these teenagers because you know how life works.
Yeah, but I could go around explaining why they're wrong. The kids love that.
In a 15-year-old body.
Yes.
Yeah, now you're just going to be that weirdo who has the rolly backpack sprinting to class every day. I want to talk about this Facebook message from Dan. Dan says, I get this guy's point, but socially, high school never really ends. We just end up at jobs with social ladders we have to climb, true. And people we feel we need to impress.
And clicks. And what's that?
You agree with that?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, look at this place, man.
I mean, he's right and he's not. I think the difference between high school social dynamics and, like, work social dynamics. You can function just fine at your job without the outfit, the hobbies, whatever approval of your coworkers.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you're not going to have as many friends. You're not going to be the life of the party, but you can live. When you were a teenager, if you did not have...
You were trapped.
Yes, right outfit, the right hobbies.
You didn't have any... I mean, like, at a job, you could quit. You could find something else if you wanted to. But, like, you're stuck in that high school for the next 4 years.
Yeah, and you are identified as that person.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this, smart guy.
Go ahead.
Everything you know now.
Yeah.
You wake up today, 15 years old, the modern equivalent of your parents. You're headed off to high school. Sophomore in high school. Do you think you'd be more or less popular... Than you were.
Oh, way more popular.
Why?
I don't know.
How popular are you at your job?
Very popular. I'm on the 11th most important morning show in a 10 show market.
Nobody outside of this building talks to you.
Yes, I do.
Or outside of this room.
I was going to say, nobody outside of this
room.
Building.
Nobody outside of this room talks.
People talk to me.
Nobody else. You run right out of here at 10 o'clock.
My wife talks to me.
Everybody listening to the show. If you are not popular at work, what makes you think you'd be popular going back?
You got more knowledge,
right? And here's the thing:
you're smoother.
If anything, I've become less social over time. Like, I think your circle gets smaller for reasons of like you just realize that like this is the type of people I want in my life. And I think like when you apply that to high school, your circle is going to be really small.
Yeah, but you know how to fake it. You could fake interest.
But why would you? But I guess my
point is you wouldn't. Right now, yeah, you don't do it.
You wouldn't want to.
I don't want to.
Okay, and like I'll argue this too.
Right.
Adults are more patient, like people you work with.
Mm-hmm.
We look for more in common with people, knowing we have to be around them.
Yeah.
It's easier to be popular at your job.
Yeah.
Most kids don't do that. They are looking for a reason to bring you down. So if you are not a popular person at your job, going back and being a teenager in high school again would be the most miserable experience of your life.
So what if I went back to just being an ass, which I'm good at?
Okay.
I could just be a dick again.
Yeah, all those Mae West jokes are going to land with the my daughters of the world. They're going to say 6-7 to your face.
Well,
and you're
I
gonna be like,
just change the name to Sabrina Carpenter or something. What?
Nothing.
Here's that coffee song.
Espresso.
And that's
a couple of summers now.
Yeah, she's got a new album,
yeah.
Man Child. I don't know if you've heard it.
No,
Man Child.
It's about you.
Well, no, because those guys are handsome. See, your butt's already hurt.
I didn't know you were checking the guys out.
I mean, look, some guys, you just can't help it.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy.
Let's take a break.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We try our best not to be alarmists on this show.
Okay.
But I don't know how you look at this situation and go, yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
What happened?
We do not travel in America on a grand scale without these people. And even when they're all there,
yeah,
they do such a complicated dance, things can get dicey.
Mm-hmm.
So now that they're doing the only thing they can do to illustrate how upset they are they're not getting paid, is everyone moving forward, business as usual? If you got a flight to catch?
Well, you got to go, right?
You don't have to go.
Well, if you're a businessman, you got to get to business,
so,
man.
Shut up. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
Mm.
We are a week into the federal government shutdown.
Yep.
And it affects a ton of stuff that we do on a daily basis. But I think you could argue the one place it affects the average American the most.
What's that?
Is the airport.
The essential workers.
Both TSA and air traffic controllers, they are federal employees.
Yeah.
Meaning if the government shuts down, they don't get paid. And on top of that, like Tommy just said, they are deemed essential employees, which means even if they don't get paid, they still have to go to work.
Get to work.
So you,
I'm not paying your salary.
You currently have a situation,
yeah,
where these people responsible for our safety, both on the ground and in the air,
ooh,
are doing their jobs for free.
Yep.
Until this federal government shutdown gets figured out.
If you thought they were happy before.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. There is nothing that indicates this is anywhere close to coming to an end.
Nope.
Okay.
Everybody's dug in their heels.
And you would think people doing a job they're not getting paid for, when it comes to our safety, it doesn't get any worse than that, right?
Yeah.
Well, the air traffic controller sick out has begun.
And what happened?
We'll get to that in a sec. So the only way these folks have to fight back is to start using their sick days.
Right.
And several stories say across the country this has started. On Monday, Tommy, an airport in California had to shut down for 6 hours because they had no air traffic controllers.
Nobody in the tower.
They all blew sick.
Yeah.
They shut down an airport in Burbank for 6 hours. In Phoenix, 200 flights had to be delayed. 600 flights were delayed coming out of the Denver airport. And keep in mind, we're just a couple of days into this.
Yes.
If this keeps going, the situation is going to get worse.
We could just grind to a halt, basically, because it's too unsafe to fly.
I mean, here, that's just it. They have all the power, and they have all the sick days. So
yeah,
if they all wanted to call in sick at the same time, no flight is leaving the ground.
So this kind of happened with Reagan, where the air traffic controllers went on strike. Mm-hmm. And he eventually basically fired them.
Yep.
And then, and I forget how this worked. I guess they had to, like, hire people and train them, but I don't know what happened to air traffic. Now, air traffic probably, you know, 30, 40 years ago wasn't
what it is
now.
Sure, sure, sure.
So I don't even know how that played out then, but I know it had to pinch us in the ass then. And they always said, like, we never really recovered from that.
All right, so let's run a hypothetical situation.
That's 40 years ago.
Because I've seen the suggestion that you're making.
Yeah.
Now, I know you're not making this suggestion, but people are saying, fire them all and hire new people that are willing to do the job.
But you got
to
train them.
But that's the problem.
I have a bunch of new people.
It's not just the new people, which would be scary.
Yeah.
Turns out, also during a federal government shutdown, you can't hire or train.
Well, that's a problem.
New air traffic controllers because it all comes from federal
funding.
Which
Reagan didn't shut down the government.
No,
the government was wide open. To your point,
you got it. So, like,
you can't even train anybody.
Even if you wanted to be vengeful and go, you're all fired. Guess what? You made the problem a thousand times.
Maybe get like flight simulator on your phone and practice.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. If you are flying in the next week to month,
yeah, I feel bad for those idiots. Suckers.
Are you going business as usual?
I mean, some people just don't have a choice.
No, you do.
Well,
no, I mean
you,
like, if you have
money,
to, you don't. I mean, if you have to get somewhere, you just got to roll the dice. What do you do?
Okay, well,
you may have to travel for work.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got things to do. And you just can't say no.
And if the airline's not canceling the flight, you got to go, I guess. Well, I mean, you don't have to, but you have obligations.
So that's my other question. Let's say you have a flight canceled or delayed because of the air traffic controllers. That's not an act of God.
No, no, no.
Right? And it's not the fault of the airline. Where does my money go?
That's a great question. There's got to be some deep, deep fine print that screws you over. Or you're going to be chasing your money forever. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
How about takeoff and landing?
Bro, I'm with you, man. You know I'm not a good flyer, period.
Like, at what point in the flight do you unclench your ass in the flight, and then what point do you reclench it for where we're slowly making our descent into D.C.? Good luck to all of you on flight 5050.
Well,
we're going to be landing on runway 13.
Think about this, man. When we talk about anxiety, right now, the second you step out of your car and walk in the airport, it is anxiety from that moment until you get back on the ground because you have to worry about getting through TSA. They're not getting paid. They're sicking out.
Yeah.
Right? You have to worry about getting up in the air, being in the air, coming down. Oh, by the way, if your flight's on time, like if you're, your flight could be delayed, so you could be missing connectors. You're in the air. That's going to make you nervous because you know what's going on there. Having to make it to your next flight. Flying is already not a fun experience, man.
True. But, sometimes, it's just you got to go so far, you can't get there any other way.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got people waiting on calls here. I do want to read this from Instagram. Once they all run out of sick time, they'll either be fired or back at work. Besides, they agreed to the terms when they took the job, which including working without weekly pay during government shutdowns. They went into this knowing the circumstances. Two things. Fire them. You're in a worse spot.
Okay, that doesn't help anybody.
Do your job.
They hold the
please,
cards.
Please do your goddamn job.
They hold the cards.
Because you want son them ideally back when it kicks back up again.
Yes. Well, no, you need them now while it's not kicking back up again. Because if you go fire them all, what
you're
do you
screwed.
Do?
Yeah, no, we shot ourselves.
It's not a solution.
And second, you agreed to this going into it. That's fine. If I'm watching people that are still getting paid working for the federal government not coming to any kind of conclusion, if you're not working towards fixing this, why am I going into work?
Yeah.
Like,
there's no incentive.
I get that there have been government shutdowns in the past where you're right on the cusp of doing things and there's discussions happening. That's not even happening.
No.
That is not even happening right now.
Nobody's talking to each other.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Johnny. Johnny boy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
What up?
So I was just telling Kimmy, I just read as I was getting out of getting on the road that there's a threatening to not even pay back pay to the federal employees, even when they possibly get the government running again.
Okay, so I saw that story this morning, too. So back in 2019, there was a law passed that said that would be illegal, because that wasn't always guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Now, look, I want to sit here, John, and say that, well, it's in the law, so it's okay. But there's lots of things in the last 10 years where we were like, oh, that's a thing that could happen.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, if your motivation is to keep them coming into work, maybe the last thing you do is like, we're not going to pay on the back end.
I know. That doesn't
but it's horrible to say that. And we need all of these essential workers, absolutely, for our safety. But it's hard to justify when now you're getting threats, not just that you might get fired, but you may not even get back pay for all the time you're putting in right now.
Thank you. I wonder if Best Buy's hiring.
So I did hear, there's certain countries that are...
Hey, John, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
...are expanding their, people flying. And they need people like
this. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, if you wanted to move to those countries, and it's an option, it's a big one.
Sure.
They're looking for people that are already trained to train their people and to take the jobs now. And it's really good pay. If you want to,
Turns out you're needed.
And if I'm not mistaken...
Maybe you like Chinese food.
English is the language they use in all air traffic.
Yeah, so you're golden with that.
Jennifer writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Son of a bitch, I'm flying this afternoon.
Well, you were.
Dad writes, we were supposed to be on a plane today, headed to Fresno to visit Yosemite and Sequoia.
Ooh.
Because of these flights and the national parks being partially closed, chancing it. Oh,
he's
man.
Double screwed.
Yeah, he's
double screwed.
I didn't even think about that.
That sucks.
At that point, you got to be like, what can I do to cancel this here?
All right, so
even
was,
if you lose out a little bit, what else are you going to do?
Did Nashville go dark last night at 7 p.m.?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of, But nobody goes to Nashville. What do they got going on?
And I mean, think about the domino effect with all this stuff, right? Because you want to think about just your safety and, you know, the money that you're spending on planes. But let's talk about a city like Nashville. Nashville gets their airport shut down at 7 p.m. If I have flights going into Nashville or I'm thinking about booking a trip right now, I'm not going to do it, which is going to cost every bar, restaurant, hotel money in Nashville because people are not going to be traveling.
All the line dancing, done.
Thank you. So if you
canceled.
If you live in a city or own a business that relies on people participating in tourism, you're getting hit in the ass right
so
now.
So basically everybody's getting bent over here.
Oh. All right, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
With the air traffic controllers that are not getting paid because of the federal government shutdown, yet are still being forced to go into work, do you blame the air traffic controllers and TSA agents for pulling this move?
No. I mean, that's got to be air traffic control, I can't think of a more stressful job in the moment than that job. Because you could literally watch your own mistake, right? And oh my God.
Yes, you have to be perfect all the time.
Yeah.
Look, there's a reason why. Could you Google this again? We were shocked by the average length of a career of
an
air traffic controller.
Oh, it's really short.
I remember 8, but that's got to be too low. That's got to be too
low. No, that might be right, man.
I mean, I get like how much can you take before you're finally like,
you got to eat, man.
That's enough. Yes. Thank you.
And moving forward, if you're not going to back, even if I come back, if I know this is in my future again, how do I plan?
I'm with you.
How do I go get a 30-year mortgage knowing every 4 to 8 years you could jerk me around again?
But here, counterpoint to that, we're all very selfish people. So if I spent $2,000 on a vacation and now that's up in the air because this guy's not going to work, I could see people being like, well, go to work. I got to go to my job. That's you in turbulence because the air traffic controller guy is not sitting there. Matthew writes us, and this is a great point. There's got to be a guy who started day one and then the government shut down day two.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're right.
Man, he got his uniform, his name tag, the whole thing.
Well, I mean, look, it wouldn't be unprecedented. Let's not forget, the guy who was in charge of moving all the planes around on 9/11, it was his first day.
Oh, yeah.
His first day on the job was 9/11.
Yeah. Good training.
Kimmy, what's the average length of an air traffic controller's career?
It's saying it's long once you're in it. It's the dropout rate that's high. So like people going into it that are training, the dropout rate in certain places.
Wait, so they bail before they even get to the gig?
So it's the dropout rate's like 45% to 60% depending on where you are.
How do you not? All right, maybe.
But
this is,
it also says, fun fact: to prevent burnout, the FAA requires controllers to retire at age 56, so they don't even let you work that long.
So we had talked about that in the past. Yeah, it's the same age for pilots, right?
I thought pilot was 65.
I've seen older pilots.
Those guys were 30. That's just what being in the air all that time does to your face. I just don't understand, and maybe this is a really stupid, infantile, naive thing to say.
Yeah.
But having gone through this before,
right?
Like government shutdowns, like these aren't new, although they're becoming more common. How did we not carve out something to pay essential workers?
Yeah, because you're giving them this much leverage.
Service members, airport people.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're right. They have all of the leverage.
Yeah, because you're not paying me.
Because people in the service right now are not getting
paid. Yeah, that's right. The Pentagon, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, I get that, you know, politics breeds all kinds of uncomfortability when you're blah, 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 blah. But when it starts to affect people's daily lives,
it gets personal and it gets local.
Yeah. Mm. So, like, maybe, just think it out loud here.
If you're
any politician that's listening to this show that has any control of what gets voted on, you know, federally, maybe, just maybe, if this all gets settled, find a way to carve out paying the people that keep us from dying in the air.
Okay.
How about that?
All right, so if you go to the airport, so you got to go. You got to
fly. Got to go.
Do you get to the TSA guys, because they're not getting paid. Yeah.
Yep.
You tip them? Hey, man, thanks for coming in today.
Can you do that?
I don't know.
You're tipping a federal employee. That sounds like...
Federal employee. What does he care at this point? He ain't getting paid.
Bro, the
what are they going to do, fire him?
The postman isn't supposed to take tips.
No, you could give him up to a certain amount.
Okay, so how much are you tipping?
You throw him $25. Gift card.
Where you go? You walk up into the air traffic controller tower? Hey, boys!
No, you can send it upstairs.
Chipotle on me!
Hey, for Steve up in the tower, take care of him later, right? It's a little something for Century Liquor. He's going to need it.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Tommy, you think people who run for fun are insane?
Well, yeah.
All right, people who run marathons, super insane.
Crazy.
So that would mean ultra-marathon runners, the most insane of the insane.
You would have to be.
But I promise you, all of those three things I just named pale in comparison to what happened in Denver, Colorado over the weekend. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So a marathon is 26.2 miles, right?
Mm-hmm.
An ultra-marathon, at least the one that was being run here, is 50 kilometers. Or 31 miles of running all at once.
Okay.
31 miles. So you are doing an ultra marathon. And that,
how do they set that?
I don't
like
know.
Like instead of 20, how much was it? 26.2. We're going to do 31.
It's possible that all ultra marathons are different, Kimmy. I don't know. I'm not a marathon.
I just like, what's that extra few miles? Like what, you know?
Hell, I think.
Makes you probably ultra.
But I would think they would tack on more than that to make it even more exaggerated. I don't know. Just weird.
Okay, so on Saturday, they ran an ultra marathon through the city of Denver.
Okay.
50 kilometers all at once, and that is effing brutal.
Oh, yeah.
But there was one more thing they added into this.
Listen.
This was the 50K Taco Bell ultra marathon.
Well, you really running.
As part of the 50-kilometer race, there were 10 stops along the way. At Denver area Taco Bells, where you had to eat Taco Bell food and drink Baja Blast.
Like something specific or anything?
I think there were specific menus at each Taco Bell.
You didn't even get to pick.
Yes.
So were there guys like holding them out for you while you run, like when they give you cups of water, but you just... slammed a taco in your face and then the Baja Blast, you keep running?
No, on the run.
All right, so here's how it works. You ready? Right. Throughout the run, marathoners had to eat a Chalupa or Crunchwrap Supreme and a Burrito Supreme or a Nacho Bel Grande as a requirement.
Wow.
They were allowed to stop one time to use dump. The bathroom.
By the way, man.
One time.
There's no way you're not double dumping.
They were also rewarded for loading up on Baja Blast at each stop and slathering their food in Taco Bell's most hot Diablo sauce.
Rewarded?
I don't know how.
This sounds like misery.
So I'm sorry.
Way to ruin Mexican food for everyone.
It's borderline Mexican food.
I just don't know why you'd want to do this.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people did. 1,200 people signed up. So this isn't the first year they've done it. It turns out that this 50K Taco Bell Ultra Marathon has one of the highest DNF does not finish in ultra marathons.
Really?
Higher than one that they run through deserts in Arizona.
Because you're full of sour cream.
So the funniest thing about this story, there were like thousands of clips on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok of people running this. And as you watch these clips, everyone is having a ton of fun in the beginning.
Right.
And as time goes on, they all look like they want to die.
Because that taco's kicking in.
100%.
Yeah.
And like, just think about it. It's not even just like the taco of like what it does to your, like, you know, intestines. That's just going to bring down your entire body because you're working out on that food.
And it's heavy food.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it sounds dangerous. Like, if you have any, like, heart condition or digestive problems.
Yeah, because we see people drop during regular marathons.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So now you're adding Taco Bell to it.
Yeah.
Would you be impressed, Kimmy, if you met someone that ran the Taco Bell Ultra?
Well, it's kind of, do you think, you're almost doing like an eating contest while running a marathon.
And you shouldn't.
I guess it's impressive. I couldn't do either, so I'd be impressed if you could do both at the same time.
So we've seen bigger marathons where I think it's every 5 miles you got to stop.
I've seen like shorter ones, like 5Ks or 10Ks where they just, didn't the Red Wings do one with like garbage plates
Yeah, the
or
garbage
something?
Plate 5K, was that what it was? You had to halfway slammed a garbage plate and then.
Yep, but I always kind of thought those people were more on the food than they were the run. Whereas this, if you're somebody that does an ultra marathon, like you are a runner, you are
elite.
Into fitness, like this is your thing.
And why would you want to?
I'm surprised you get a combo of people that do both.
Right. That's a great point. Like, I'm so physically fit. Why would I do this to like ruin it?
I don't know. I mean, like, it is weird what people are able to put in their bodies before they do physically active stuff. Like they do that run into the green every year. And there are people that drink before that on St. Patrick's Day, which I never understood. I mean, I played beer league hockey for years. I have never been able to have a beer and go play hockey. I do not.
It's dangerous.
But these cycles.
But people do. It's like part of their routine.
These cycles, they'll sit and have three or four beers,
go
play hockey, and then have three or four beers after the game. And I don't know how you do that to your. How?
Yeah, just having six to eight beers in an evening would, I'd be done.
If I have a beer before I step on the ice, I will puke. I will straight up puke, and I will puke on you, so don't make me do
it. I don't even know if I'd puke, but I just know, like, sometimes, like, if I don't have anything in my stomach and I drink it, how fast alcohol hits you.
Yeah.
Like, that would bother me.
You just feel so full.
Because you're not going to eat a full meal before you play a hockey game.
No.
Right?
No.
But you throw a couple of beers in there. Oof.
All right. So, I mean, God bless them all for pulling
that
it off.
Left.
Yeah. I mean,
the people that did. Right, I mean, would you see it as a waste of time if you didn't make it?
No.
Tried it. That was fun.
I think the smart thing to do is if you know your body's not going to make it, just let it go.
You had to jog with your big pants on, like, you know, I'm eating good today pants.
Well, no, because you're wearing stretchy stuff, so it just keeps stretching.
Yeah, but it's got to be, how uncomfortable is that? That elastic digging into your waistline full of, like, Chalupa.
You could probably feel it bouncing around in your stomach.
Yeah, sloshing around in there.
You're going to have an avocado blast, bro.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.